The third year of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act is now underway. This week on Florida Matters, we're taking a look at some of the changes to health insurance in the coming year. In this preview, we'll hear about some of the changes from Jody Ray, who oversees the Obamacare Navigators across Florida, WUSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor Mary Shedden, and Tampa Health Insurance Agents Eric Brown.
It's all about costs, and not just on healthcare.gov. Employer plans are the same. The out-of-pocket costs are extremely high. In addition to that, what employers are doing is they're shifting any cost onto their employees. So if there's an increase, which there will be one every year, the employees are usually stuck with the handling those additional premiums. And what we're finding also, voluntary benefits are on the rise now to help fill those gaps.
Are the rates going up in the private markets? Are they on par with the Obamacare rate increases? Are they tied in any way, or is it just an independent?
I've seen them across the board. But what I've observed, I've seen some increases with the employer health plans go up as much as 30%. On the Affordable Care Act side, I've seen about an average about a 9 to 10% increase.
Are the networks smaller? Are there fewer doctors available?
In a way, for the carriers to control their costs, they restrict the networks, and it's like a shell game. You can enroll in a plan, and you can see your doctor. You can go online and look at your doctor, and you'll see him there. Call the doctor, and the doctor will say, "Oh, I don't take this plan anymore." So, you got to kind of really stay on top of that. But I highly encourage anyone, before you enroll, check the network to make sure the availability of whatever doctors that you use are there.
Mary Shedden?
I would also encourage folks who have employer-based plans to do the same thing. Networks are getting more narrow every year with insurance companies because they're trying to recalibrate the economics of the change of having 17 million more Americans with insurance. The fact is that that can change every single year, whether you're on healthcare.gov, have an employer-based plan, or Medicare. Your doctor may change. And really, the best way to do that is to talk to that doctor. Don't just assume what you see on a computer screen. And that's, again, taking ownership in your healthcare.
All right, Jody Ray, finally, what questions should someone ask themselves before signing up for a plan?
Well, I think the first thing they need to know is what is the most important thing about their health care? That's the first thing we ask them when they come in. Is it going to be access to a certain medication? Do they need access to a particular provider or hospital or a particular kind of care? And what is their usage like? So they can start to look at a balance between what their health care needs and what their cost needs are. And I think they should be clear about all the complicated terminology around health care coverage. It's not part of their typical vernacular to talk about things like co-insurance versus a copay versus a deductible and cost sharing. So, you know, it's very important that they get all of those kinds of things answered and that they're clear before they select a plan. So when we're sitting down, we're able to have all of that information in under consideration when they're looking at what could be a large array of options of plans, so they're getting what really serves their needs best.
Jody Ray oversees the Obamacare Navigators across Florida. Mary Shedden is WUSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor. And Eric Brown is a Tampa Health Insurance Agent. And you can hear more about buying and using health insurance on Florida Matters, Sunday morning at 7:30.